This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to another episode of Unsigned and Independent with Kevin O'Connell. Basically, this is a prequel to the Bobbycast. This is Kevin seeing artists that are unsigned and trying to make it as an independent artist and going out and talking to them before possibly they blow up. This artist's name is Charlie Reynolds. So here we are in episode 3 of this series. Kevin talks to Charlie. He saw her on TikTok, then went to see her at a writer's round in Nashville, and he said that her stage presence is massive. She got rhinestone boots, big guitar, a lot of followers on TikTok and Instagram, but still unsigned and independent, and he wanted to bring this to us this week. So here he is with episode 3 of Unsigned and Independent. It's Kevin O'Connell. You can follow him on Instagram at KickoffKevin. And the artist's name is Charlie Reynolds.
Hey, it's Kevin O'Connell. Welcome to episode 3 of Unsigned and Independent. On this episode, we have an artist by the name of Charlie Reynolds. And like Bobby said, I came across Charlie on TikTok. The algorithms must have been doing something right because I was instantly hooked and I knew I had to get her in studio. She's got a series called Hey Char that she does on TikTok, that she does on Instagram, and we get to do it right here in the studio on this podcast. You'll be able to hear it and then dive into her story a little bit. She's from Florida, so if you're not following her, go check her out at Charlie Reynolds Music. You can check me out at Kickoff Kevin. I appreciate all the support. I've gotten some messages, and I can't thank you guys enough for listening to this podcast. It's been a lot of fun. This is episode 3 of 6, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Thanks again. I want to get right into social media because that's how I found you. That's how I came across you. And you're big on TikTok.
I tried.
I just got a TikTok recently.
Really?
Yes,
how do you like it?
First time. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I haven't even posted anything as we're recording this. I haven't posted anything, but I remember the first thing when I downloaded it and I got on it and I didn't even know what I was doing, but I just go on it and all of a sudden you are the first person that pops up.
That's so funny.
So,
oh my gosh.
The reason that you're sitting here, unless I would have found you another way, is TikTok.
Well, thank you, TikTok.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I came across you on TikTok and you have this like spunk and charismatic, fun personality on social media. And it seems like it's like that in real life as well. So
yes,
that kind of, it drew me to you. And then I started following you on Instagram. And then I went to the Listening Room a few weeks ago. I saw you play there with Emily Ann and
Macy Crew.
Yes. Yeah, I was blanking on the third one. Sorry about that. But, and you were great.
Thank you.
And you have this look too. You have your guitar all done up. Your, what is it? The decorated with
rhinestones, all the rhinestones. Yes.
So has that always been a thing for you? Kind of that look?
Honestly, yeah. It's funny because like growing up, I was such a girly girl, but also a tomboy. Now I feel like I'm more of a girly girl altogether, but I love sparkles with every outfit. If it's not the guitars, like the sparkly accessory, it's something that I'm wearing. So, which I kind of like because, and sometimes I'll do both sparkle outfit and sparkle guitar, but sometimes it's a little much.
And the boots.
And the boots.
I've seen the boots.
That's right. You saw
the boots going. Yeah,
yes.
You had the boots going.
I did.
The listening room.
I did. That's so funny.
You have this look where you walk in and you're just like, ooh, who is that? So it's a good thing. I mean that in a positive way, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean that in a positive way. Keeping on social media here, your Instagram followers, TikTok has just blown up recently, right?
Yes.
You're up, what, 222% on Instagram, 176% on TikTok.
It's crazy.
Like I said, you're the first person I came across. So obviously it's going well for you on all social media platforms.
Yeah.
Is that something that kind of just came naturally for you, or you dive into that head on and try to make that your biggest platform, or what's your mindset with that?
So with TikTok, I've been on it like, I guess, 3.5 years. And when I first got on it, I didn't use it for music. I just used it for fun. I was just messing around, making silly videos and stuff like that. And then about a year ago, I'd say I got really serious with music with it, realizing that how much it can help my music. And so I just started doing videos. And back in June, I posted, like, I do a series, Hey Char, and I, like, they say, Hey Char, sing whatever, and I'll just turn around and sing it on the spot. And when I posted one, it went viral and got like millions of views. And then I posted the same one on Instagram, and it did the same thing, which was cool with Instagram because it just shot my following up. And it was right before my single Rodeo came out. So that was super cool. Just in great timing. All of it was in such great timing. And so then I just started doing that all the time, posting a bunch of HRs. And they just seem to really be liked by social media. So, you know, I've got to do one today. I haven't done one in a little bit. So today that's on my agenda to do one.
Well, I am very glad you brought that up because that was my next lead.
Oh,
that's what I was leading into.
All right.
That's why I asked you before we came on. Are you good to go?
Yes.
Can we get some vocals going here? If I do a couple songs, so you have a few I've seen obviously on TikTok.
Yes.
You have a couple little things that you do, like you either sing a word or sing a song with the words blank in it, right?
Yes.
So can we do that trend that I've seen so many times on TikTok? Can I get it in person?
Yes. And let's try it. Let's see if my mind will work quickly for you today.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. We're going to try this TikTok trend. And what do you call it? Do you call it anything? Or
just HR.
HR. So
HR.
I got to say HR, right?
Yes, okay, you do. Okay, part of it. It's part of it.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes. Okay. I hope so.
All right. HR, sing a song with the word neon in it.
Oh, there's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle. I don't know if that's the words of that at the second part, but there you go.
Sounds like it's
some Blake Shelton.
All right,
for you.
I like it. Kicking it off with Blake. Let's keep it going.
Yes.
Hey, Char, sing a song about a dirt road.
Chilling on a dirt road, lay back, swerving like I'm George Jones. All the guys today.
I know.
Some Jason.
Okay, I think we might be able to get a girl on it.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Char, sing a song about tequila.
He don't love me like tequila does, and nobody can. It's Miranda.
I like it. I like it. Okay. All right. I like it. We're on a roll now.
Man, we are on a roll.
We're on a roll. I like it.
I'm feeling good about this, actually.
Me too. This needs to be on TikTok.
It does.
I don't know what we're doing
here.
I know,
for real. It really does.
This could be my first TikTok.
Dang. I know.
It's all right. All right. I got one more for you, though.
Okay.
Don't worry. Okay. Last but not least.
What is it?
Sing, sorry, hold on.
Yeah, I got to get that
okay,
HR in there.
I know, I'm sorry. You know. Okay, first time over here, okay?
I know.
I'm a little nervous.
It's all good. So am I.
HR, sing something with the word rodeo in it.
Hey, this ain't my first rodeo. If I'ma let you buy my drinks and let you take me home. If y'all want to hear the rest of that song, go stream it right now. It's by this girl, Charlie Reynolds.
So. I love it. Love
awesome.
It. I'm glad you I had to end with that one.
You had to. That was a good ending.
Yeah,
one.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I think we just went viral with that.
I hope so.
We'll have to get something going there.
Heck yeah.
Get
heck
something
yeah.
going.
Some HR. That's like a multi-series HR like with multiple.
Yeah.
HRs.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I see them all over on your social media.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this, make sure you go follow her.
Yes. Go check them out.
Go check all these out. All right. Well, glad we got to do that. That
yeah,
went really
same.
Well.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun.
Let's transition then from social media into real life.
Yes.
Florida girl.
Yep.
Right.
Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah.
And 22 years old. Mm-hmm. You're still young.
Actually, 23 now. My birthday was last week. I almost just forgot.
That's right.
23 now. Very, very shortly 23. 23, but yes,
but,
yes.
But 23 nonetheless.
But 23,
okay, well,
yes.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be 23?
No different, to be honest with you, but it's just one of, like, I feel like 16, 18, 21, 25s are, like, the big ones, mm-hmm. you know, 30, but mm-hmm. then, you know, 23 is just like, eh.
Yeah, you know. It only goes downhill from
it does, I've heard, so. Anyways, but it's about the same, honestly.
Yeah, okay, well, how long have you been in Nashville?
I've been here a little over 4 years. I moved, like, right after I graduated high school, like 2 weeks after, and been here ever since then.
Was it a lifelong goal of you to move here? Because you moved at a young age, obviously.
I did. So honestly, I decided, like, right before my senior year that I was going to do this. I didn't really know that I could do this for real and come up here and move here, because I knew if I was going to go to college, it wasn't going to be for music. It was going to be for... I actually wanted to be a news anchor. That's what I was going to go do, broadcast journalism. And then, but I didn't want to go to college in Nashville. So it was going to be University of Alabama. And so when I decided to move here, it really was because I knew that college is always something I could go back and do. No matter how old I am, if I'm 80 years old and I want to go back to college, I can go back to college. So that's kind of what made the decision the easiest, was that kind of security with college. And coming here and doing this now was, you know, when you're younger, it's just better to go out and do it. And it just seemed like the right time. And my parents agreed, and they're so supportive. Thank God. I couldn't do it without them. I'm so blessed to have, like, very supportive parents. And then I moved here, started working at Chick-fil-A the first 8 months, full time. I had no idea what, you know, being 18 when I first moved here, you couldn't really go to a lot of shows under 21, like over at, it wasn't Live Oak at the time, but now it is. Over at those kind of shows, I couldn't go to anything. So I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to work at Chick-fil-A and see what happens. And then I just started kind of on social media, reaching out to people, getting out of my comfort zone. It seemed so weird back then to be like, hi, I'm Charlie Reynolds. Can we get together for coffee, or will you write with me? But now, looking back, that's how I've met, like, all the people I know. Or like how it started, you know, and so I'm just glad that I did that, because I don't know what the heck I'd be doing if I hadn't initially started that.
Right.
So.
And everyone has their own journey, their own way of finding.
Yeah.
Right. And what were those first 8 months or so like? Were they tough? I mean,
very.
It's only 8 months, but that can seem like a lifetime at that time, especially
yes.
when you first move. I remember my first 6 months here, I didn't have this job that I have now. So it was like.
Yeah.
It felt like years, but
yes.
Looking back on it now, I'm like, 6 months, dude, what?
It's That's like it? Nothing.
Yeah,
I know.
Like,
I know.
Like,
but it did. It felt like forever. And because, you know, we didn't really know how Nashville worked, me and my family, when I moved here, we just thought, literally, my mom told me the other day, I didn't think this, but my mom thought this. She's like, well, I didn't know how hard it was. Like, she's like, I just thought, you know, you go to Nashville and, like, that's it. You're like, you're famous. You get to do this forever. And, but that's obviously not how it works. It's
right.
a lot more hard work than anybody really gets to see behind the scenes. But it was hard. I, you know, didn't know. Also, when I moved, it was like I was watching all my friends who went to college with all their new friends and all their big, busy lives on their college campuses. And then it was me just, you know, working at Chick-fil-A trying to do music. And I just didn't know how. So it was kind of like a stuck season where I was just like, is this a reality for me that I'm going to be able to make happen? Or, you know, but I stuck it out. I did stick it out. And I'm glad that I did. I didn't want to move back, but I was very confused and kind of defeated for a little while over it. But once I started meeting people and writing, then the ball started rolling a little bit and felt like I should stay. So I'm glad that I did.
Did you ever reach a point where you were thinking, oh, maybe I should just go back home?
Yes, many times during that first 8 months.
Yeah.
And then honestly, during COVID, I was at home like for like 3 months because I went home to go on a cruise that was set to leave on March 13th that obviously never left.
My birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. That day was the day I was supposed to go.
Yeah.
And it was just obviously defeating for everybody because it was like, I'm a big planner too. So when all of the plans that I had, all these shows and everything was lined up that all got canceled, I had finally felt like I was starting to move and really kind of take off a little bit right before COVID hit. And so when it did, it was like, oh my gosh, it's all canceled. It's all ruined. And I just got to a point where I was like, do I even go back? What's it like? I don't even know if it's worth it going back. And I'm so glad that I did, because there were still some shows that I played. I played a little at Wild Horse Saloon and played around at Live Oak. And had I not, it was, I just can't imagine what I'd be doing if I stayed home. I literally have no idea, because this is something I could not imagine not having in my life, like doing music and writing and doing stuff like this. Like, I can't imagine not doing it. So, but there was some tough times during COVID for sure for that.
Were your parents ever, you said they're very supportive.
Yes.
And that makes a huge difference for everyone.
It does.
Like myself, I have supportive parents and it's made it a lot easier on me, but were they ever kind of like, or did you ever say to them, hey, I might move back home, and where the, how would they receive that, I guess? Were they like accepting of it, or no, stick it out a little bit, you know?
Definitely stick it out a little bit longer. I mean, they would be supportive if it was, if they knew that I really thought like hardcore that I didn't want to do this anymore, then they would support it. But they know that I wouldn't, like, I don't know what I'd be doing. They know how much I love it and how, like, this is my passion, and that I would probably be very upset and regret it, you know, if I did that. So they definitely pushed me to stay and get through it. And again, so glad that they did, because I'm just so thankful for them, you know?
Right.
Like you said, it makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. You play at a lot at Miranda Lambert's right here in Nashville. Is that your favorite spot? Do you have a favorite spot out here? Because I see you all over there, and you've probably been told this. You kind of have her same look a little bit, right?
So funny. Yeah, people, I think it's the dimples and just a little bit of resemblance. But yeah, it's funny.
Not like, not totally doppelganger, but similar.
I mean,
and maybe it's the tie-in of the bar and you playing there that also gets
it
in your head.
Honestly, probably. Like, people think I'm her when they walk in, and it's funny because they're like stunned. And then I'm like, wow, they're going to be so disappointed when they get up here to the front, because I'm not her. Yeah. But she does come in every once in a while, but I'm not her. So, but yeah, it's, I love that bar. Like, Casa Rosa, when it opened, I went in there like the second day it was open, and it's just very girly, and I feel like I fit in there as far as like my whole vibe, rather than like some of the bro bars. Not that I feel like I don't fit in there, but this one just, it feels more me, and it matches my guitar, you know? So I just have loved playing there, and I love all the workers who work in there. We've all became pretty close, and the sound people. So it's been really great playing there. I started like a year ago in June playing there, and have played like this entire year every weekend. For the last year.
Do you have any long-term goals, short-term goals? Like, hey, I want to, right now you're independent. So are you looking to sign with somebody? Are you looking to kind of stay independent and do your own thing? Kind of talk about that a little bit.
So right now we're obviously, as I'm independent, we're trying to do as much as we can, as an independent artist and an independent team. And, you know, if the right deal were to come along, then obviously, yes, we would sign. It just depends on what the offer is, what the deal is. If I feel like, you know, the team really believes in me, then that would be something that we would definitely consider. But for now, I think we're just really trying to work hard and do what we can to, you know, do the best that we can do as an independent team. I don't know how else to say it. We're just really working hard and hustling, and whoever it is that we would sign with would just have to really fit that as well, to just work as hard as we're trying to work.
Well, you're doing great at it.
Thank you.
I know your whole team. I talked to Tiffany a little bit, Ryan a little bit today.
Yes.
Tiffany, I think she got off the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
She started texting me back, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, like, just totally bring you back to reality. She's like, she just got back from vacation.
Yes.
She's like, don't worry. You're one of many.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure. She is so, so busy. But it's funny. Yeah, she kind of got to go off the grid a little bit. Well, I mean, I had to ask her a few questions, but I tried not to. But yeah, she went to like Montana or somewhere like beautiful. Like,
nice.
Just went out there for a while.
Good for her. Well, Tiffany, if you listen to this, shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to you, Tiff.
And Ryan, of course. Ryan.
And Ryan,
he's sitting here. He's sitting
Ryan's
right here.
He's sitting over here.
We have a single that is currently out, right? Called
Tonight in Texas.
Tonight in Texas. And the inspiration behind that song, were you just in Texas one night or what?
So it's actually funny with this song. So I had actually never been to Texas when we wrote this, which is funny.
The irony, huh?
I know, but I've always been like intrigued by Texas, like big hair, cowboys, you know, everything about it. So, and I just knew I would love it, which I did when I went in June. I loved it. And so I had this title for a really long time, Midnight in Texas, but I didn't know what it was going to be. I had no, like, really storyline idea yet. And so when I went to the Right with my best friend, Nicole Courteau, and Matthew Morrissey, we came up with Tonight in Texas. And this, it's kind of fun when you write a song that, I mean, it's always fun to write a song, but it's also fun when you don't actually have, like, a personal story and you kind of become, like, an author and you're writing a story. And so that's what we did with this song. And we, you know, it's just about a girl who went through a breakup and her ex is in Texas and her friends want her to go out and have a good time, but her mind just is not there. And that's just what we came up with. And we all loved it and knew that I needed to put it out this year. So that's what we did.
I like it. I like it. You're coming out with all the hits, huh?
Yes, I hope so. I'm trying.
Yeah, Rodeo, Tonight in Texas. And what else is on the agenda as we close this out? Anything coming up? Anything big?
We also have a single coming out in February.
Dang, single after single.
Yes,
here,
huh? We're also doing something for Christmas. So that'd be that. You know, and hopefully with the music video, we do have one for Tonight in Texas as well. So y'all please go check that out and for Rodeo. But yeah, my single will be out in February and then an EP in the spring. So I've been wanting to do an EP for years. So I'm just so excited to finally acquired the songs for the EP and to be planning that. I can't wait to have like a, you know, project, a full project out.
Yeah. So. Instead of, have you only come out with the singles then? Mm-hmm. So you finally get to put it all together in one big project?
Yes. I'm so excited. I mean, in high school, I had put out an album and an EP, but like no one will ever see the light of day of that ever. So that doesn't count. So This is my first official EP.
Okay. All right. That's exciting. Well, yes. I think a lot of great things, big things are coming for you.
Thank you.
You've only been here a few years and you're already doing so great.
Thank you so
much. Keep killing it on TikTok, Instagram. Teach me how to TikTok, please.
I got you. Okay. We'll do lessons.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Well, Charlie, thanks a lot for coming in. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, hopefully we get to do this again sometimes. And remind everybody where to follow you, find you anywhere.
Yes, you can follow me on all social media at Charlie Reynolds Music, again, Charly. And then on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon, all those good things at just Charlie Reynolds.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Thank you. Had a lot of fun. Thanks.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.